Roush likes to call it, drinking the sand. The Indianapolis Colts, who in the aftermath of Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck, what have they tried at quarterback? They tried Philip Rivers for a year.
Yeah, he was good there.
Yeah. Then they tried Carson Wentz, playing for Frank Reich, who coached him in Philly under Doug Peterson, and they had success in Philly, obviously. He didn't win the Super Bowl. That was with him injured and Nick Foles doing the Philly special. But that didn't go so hot. So yesterday, the Colts moved on, trading him to the Washington Commanders, who are going to take on the very large contract that Carson Wentz has. In addition, there was a report yesterday that the Commanders offered 3 first-round picks for Russell Wilson. But Russell Wilson had a no-trade clause. He could decide where he was going, and he has said the place he wanted to go was Denver. So he wasn't going to waive his no-trade clause, no matter what Washington was offering Seattle, even if it was a better deal. So Washington, having played with Taylor Heineke last year,
well, it'd be a good backup in Green Bay this year.
Yeah, I like that Heineke. I'd like Heine.
He's pretty good.
Barnicky, guy owes me money. Trade for Carson Wentz. Give up a couple of third-round picks, which are still valuable picks, but certainly not the haul that the Seattle Seahawks got for Russell Wilson. But they're drinking the sand, right? They're trying to get a quarterback. Meanwhile, the Indianapolis Colts general manager, Chris Ballard, former Badger football player, I believe he was a option quarterback under Don Morton and then a wide receiver when Barry Alvarez came in. You know who he liked in the draft in 2020? Jordan Love. Now, I don't know if you're in win now mode and you've got a great running back and 4 franchise toppers pizza owner, Jonathan Taylor, in your backfield, and a really good defense. I'm assuming they're going to try and get Garoppolo or someone who is established. But I really like Jordan Love. Are you trading for him if you're Chris Ballard? Are you calling the Packers and saying, what's it going to take? Because we had a discussion yesterday about how they're not trading him. But what if there's that one team that's looking at the draft and is looking at what's left in the quarterback market that things did not go well with Carson Wentz? There's a guy that spent 2 years in the NFL, hadn't played much, and hadn't played well when he did, but you really liked him coming out. Do you think there's a chance, any chance, that there's going to be a market for Jordan Love, and that market will be in the capital of the state of Indiana?
How badly does Green Bay want to just move on and get rid of him? Now, that's the question. Do they think that he stinks and has no future in the NFL? Because if that's what they think, they'll dump him for a fifth-round pick and move on. Indianapolis doesn't have any picks. I love this narrative. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they're going to give up a second-round pick. Well, I don't even know if they have a second-round pick. I mean, they're giving everything away. And if
they
you're
got two third-rounders now.
If you're Chris Ballard and you, I think Diane Rossini reported that they think they signed new big fat extensions. So now you have a little bit of time, but you have a squad that you felt like last year was a quarterback away. Carson Wentz with just too many bad turnovers. You're going to take a flyer on an unknown right now? find that hard to believe. But this is all going to be dictated by how Green Bay feels about Jordan Love. Because if they want to get equal value back, they'd have to get a first-round pick. Well, nobody's giving them a first. All this while Jim Nagy's source tells him, scout says this, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll believe it when I see it. If somebody offered a fourth with conditions that if he plays a certain amount, it's a third, now the Packers have a tough call because you have 2 years of relatively cheap backup quarterback with someone you believe in and want to develop. You would never do it. But if you feel like he ain't the guy,
yes,
you take it. So if you're going to get a fourth-round pick, which I don't think it's going to be any better than a fourth with a conditional, even if you get a second-round pick, you are in essence saying, I don't believe in this guy, which they very well, their actions speak right now that they don't believe in him.
You're right.
Their words will say one thing, but actions, just like Tom Clements getting hired, actions speak louder than words. The actions right now of the Green Bay Packers are, we don't think he's the guy. We think he could still develop, but Indianapolis could come knocking. They could say, we'll give you this. And if Green Bay thinks Aaron Rodgers is going to play 4 or 5 more years and Jordan Love stinks, you trade him. But if you still have hope, and I still think Green Bay thinks they can develop him and like him, you keep him and you ride this thing out with Aaron Rodgers, and then you hope that next offseason, after a year of a bunch of preseason play and positive things, you can then get a second or first round pick for him down the road. Right now, no way. I can't see it. And it doesn't make any sense to me.
All right. So unless you think there's a chance. You think there's a chance that if he plays well, if he Hasselbeck's the preseason, that his value will go up. Like Rodgers stays healthy. He doesn't have to play much. Maybe he plays. Maybe they have another first-round bye locked up by the end of the season, and he plays, and he actually plays well in a regular season game. His trade value could go up next year. You're kind of playing the stock market a little bit with him, right? Like, he's kind of this low stock right now that you're holding in your portfolio, and you're hoping something's going to happen to increase his value. And you certainly bought him high by drafting him in the first round, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know how many other people are going to want to buy this stock from you. And the Colts might be one of the few teams that would. And pay you decently for them. Now, I just checked the Colts picks.
Yeah, and Jason, here's the deal. All of that's great. And the Colts could very well like him and think, hey, we can turn the old first-round pick. They couldn't do it, but we can. And that happens all the time.
Right.
But this is all about what does Matt LaFleur, Goot, and Tom Clements now, all those coaches, think about him. Because let's be honest. If you're the Chicago Bears with old boy coaching the quarterbacks
Luke
down there.
Luke Getsy.
Getsy and old boy out in Denver.
Nathaniel Hackett.
It would make a ton of sense if you're selling Jordan Love at a fourth, fifth round price, which is a monument. That's a big discount.
Yeah,
those guys would be the first ones signing up and say, "Oh, I loved what this kid did." And if that's the case, great. But otherwise, Green Bay is saying we don't think he's the guy. He stinks. Let's move on. It's those two things.
All right.
There's not going to be a middle ground on it.
All right. So this, we are purely guessing when we say this, but let me ask all three of us this question. Because they are never, ever, 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 ever going to say, in actual words coming out of Goody's mouth or Matt LaFleur's mouth, yeah, this guy's not very good. He's, you know, they say a lot of euphemisms. He's got a long way to go. He's grown a lot. He's got a lot more room to grow. He just needs to play. What do you believe? If there was truth serum in their Coors Lights, Goody and LaFleur think of Jordan Love right now today at 11:11 a.m. on Thursday, March 10th, 2022.
I think Goot would say, let's sit, develop, and try to see what he's got. I think Matt LaFleur would say, let's rock and roll. Let's move on. That's what I think.
I think they both would say he is not the future quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, but we can continue to keep up the facade that he is going to be really good in the effort to trade him away either this offseason or next.
I'm going to say I think Goody down deep inside knows that he's probably not the guy and that you can maybe do a little sleight of hand. And if he plays well in the preseason, you can recoup more than a fourth or fifth round pick that you would get now.
Okay, so understood. I'm not saying I disagree with you guys. I think Matt LaFleur's been pretty... Part of it is because I think he's afraid. He didn't want to irritate his guy.
Indeed.
I think that's a big part of it. Whereas Goot, I don't think that's the case. But if Goot really believes that, Jason, and thinks that this kid just can't play, you're doing your team a monster disservice by not having a backup that's readily available that's better. If that's how you firmly believe, you can't keep him as your backup moving forward. I don't care what the compensation is. You can't put a facade on trying to win football games in this league. It doesn't work.
Well, but Tausch, they went through the 18 season and the 19 season. The 18, 19, and 20 seasons with guys that DeShone Kizer, right?
First
round primary backup for 1 year. Second round pick. Could have been a first round pick had he stayed in school one more year, is what we kept being told. Didn't look like he would have. And then Tim Boyle as the primary backup. We saw how nobody likes Tim Boyle more than me, except maybe Michael Cohen, who came up with the Tim Boyle laser show phrase. But he went to Detroit, man, and he started some games. He didn't play real well this year. So they haven't exactly put a ton of stock in quality backup, like veteran, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick-style backup in case disaster strikes with their Hall of Famer, right? I mean, what happened in 17 when we got to see Brett Hundley? We found out that a former fifth-round pick who was inaccurate in college, we'd been sold a bill of goods on how good he was going to be with time. Like, they haven't backed up Aaron Rodgers very well at any point. So if Jordan Love, at least he has a first-round pedigree, you can sell the bluff a little bit more, even if you don't think he's any good. But Tim Boyle was an undrafted free agent from Eastern Washington. Or wherever he was from. Like, it's not like they've really prevented disaster by having a guy. Like, they didn't go out and get Marcus Mariota, who was a former number two overall pick that had been in the league for a while. And, hey, if Aaron Rodgers gets hurt, he can go in there. He started a bunch of games in Tennessee.
Yeah. Now the good news is, with Rodgers taking this really team-friendly deal, there'll be
That's
money to go
hear.
Pick up a veteran pack.
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
I think it's interesting that people point to the Patriots as, like, this is the way you should do it. Draft a quarterback every couple of years, and maybe one of them, you end up hitting a starting quarterback, and then when you're ready to move on from your guy, you've got him there. But what the Patriots did in the end wasn't that at all. They ended up drafting and trading up to draft their new starting quarterback the second Brady left. So Jimmy G ended up being a halfway decent NFL quarterback, but for those who say that, like, that's the model you should follow, and the Packers, if they don't want to stick with Jordan Love, they should trade him away and draft someone else again this year. Like, the Patriots ended up failing in that model, and they just happened to luck themselves into Mac Jones last season, and we don't even know if he's going to be all that great going forward. So I just think that's a fascinating, like, when you think of the strategy of how to develop a backup quarterback and what you should have there, I don't know what the right model is.
But if Jordan Love was as good as Jimmy G, I know Jimmy G's a disappointment and everything else, and he got paid a bunch by San Francisco, and now they've got Trey Lance, and we'll see how good he is. But I would say that if he turned out to be as good as Jimmy G, it's not that horrible of a pick. The timing was horrible, but the pick itself would not be. I don't think he's that good. I don't think he might not be as good as Mitch Trubisky was when Mitch Trubisky had some pretty good moments in Chicago. That's the problem, but we'll never know until he plays. We're going to play a little Whoa Nelly coming up. But we've gotten a lot of responses via Twitter. We'll check in with those and with some text messages as well. And Pat McAfee appeared on ESPN earlier this morning on Tausch's favorite show, Get Out, Get Up.
Both. I've heard it both ways.
I've heard it both ways. We'll see what he had to say about the Aaron Rodgers team-friendly deal. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
Down the street, got a good-looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need.
So we wanted to have the audio of Pat McAfee on Get Up ready. And it is. Good job, Jesse. But before it got prepared for our air, what are you knuckleheads arguing about on our text chain? You and Josh DiMaggio sent a text that says simply, Batman, get over yourself. What are you two doing?
Yeah, okay, so apparently, and this goes back to last week too, so on Friday when Rutledge and Hamilton stepped in for us on Friday morning, I hosted with Monte Ball on Friday afternoon, and our producer Hunter was super excited to go see The Batman, the new Batman movie with Robert Pattinson that was coming out on Friday. 3-hour movie. And it's supposed to be like a twist on it this time around where it's a little darker. It's almost more like he's hunting a serial killer as opposed to your traditional Batman movie. They say it's like it's playing into him being the world's greatest detective, which I spent 2 hours then with Monte saying there's no way Batman is the world's greatest detective. Sherlock Holmes would like to have a word. Scooby-Doo would like to have a word. So I digress. So Josh asked if we had put up the bat signal for him to help prepare the Pat McAfee sound for the show. And I said, no, I got it. And then the bat signal made me ask, have you guys seen the Batman movie yet? I haven't seen it. Everyone I've talked to has said, yeah, they've heard great things. And Josh apparently is anti-long movie. And he's like, get over it. Like, oh, okay, Batman, 3 hours? He says, and I quote, I'd rather streak naked down Capitol Drive than watch a 3-hour movie. That's nuts. If it's a good 3-hour movie, I don't care how long it is.
So, we've had a lot of discussion on this show. We'll get to Pat McAfee momentarily. But Tausch loves him some Christian Bale, right? The chops of the actor Christian Bale. I am spoiled by the 3 Batman movies that he did. I have not. Ben Affleck apparently played Batman in a movie, right?
Yeah, that one doesn't count. We don't count that one.
Was that Batman versus Superman, or was that yet another person who played Batman?
That was the Batman versus Superman.
So I think,
crap. Can
we agree, Chris Reeves, goat of Superman, Bale, goat of Batman? Can we all agree on that?
Soup goat. Sin Wednesday.
Michael Thursday. Keaton was pretty good.
Val Kilmer?
Of what?
Batman.
No. No, there's... I'm not even going to argue with you guys on this. Okay? You guys can argue amongst yourselves. It's Bale and Reeves. And then there's probably 2 tiers below
Adam
everybody
West.
Else.
What about the TV Batman? You know? You don't even let him get part of the discussion?
Well, you can
discuss.
Hear from
Adam West belongs.
I'm out of it. It's boom, boom.
Is it?
It's not like the Bond deal where you can kind of get into it a little bit. Now, Spider-Man, it's Tobey Maguire. So I got those 3 up on the top tier. Everybody else is at least 2 tiers below.
See, Tom Holland is a better Spider-Man than Tobey Maguire was.
I haven't seen it.
All right, let's get to Pat.
You have seen it.
I've lost control of the show.
I have?
You've seen the Avengers movies, right? Have you seen Spider-Man?
No, I'm not an Avengers guy. No, I'm not an Avengers guy. If I'm
this
not,
show started with such promise. Like, I really had, I was in a, like a great, I loved Tausch's ideas. Then we flushed it and fleshed it on the whole NCAA tournament thing. Look, there were some great moments in this show. And you want to check them out on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app, presented by Gruble Offices, One Call, That's All. But I feel like I was too wordy with my Favre thing. Now we've fallen down this rabbit hole of Batman. Tausch is right. Christopher Reeves, Christian Bale, and then everybody else. He's right about that. But now we've got Tausch talking about Spider-Man, who he may or may not have seen as Spider-Man. He just doesn't even know.
No, I'm just telling you, Tobey Maguire's incarnation as Spider-Man is the best Spider-Man, and it's not close. I've seen the Garfields and the other Spider-Man folks. It's just not in the same league. It's a whole different synopsis.
You just said you haven't seen the other Spider-Man. So have you seen them all to know, or have you not seen them all to know?
You said Holland. You said Johnny Holland, and I said I haven't seen
Mr. Holland's opus. God, was that a great movie. All right, we're done, so let's hear what Pat McAfee had to say this morning on Get Up about Aaron Rodgers and his team-friendly, cap-friendly contract.
So it's a fascinating situation because we kept up with the entire story about what was going to happen. And obviously the legend Diana Rossini in there was breaking some news, and she is fantastic at her job. But through the entire process of him deciding what he wanted to do, what he wasn't going to do, I didn't mention or chat with him at all. I kind of let him go off into his own world, didn't want to put any pressure, didn't want to hear what it was. Then when my source says called me the other day and said, hey, he's going back, I'm going back to Green Bay, I think what was being talked about that hasn't been chatted about is that retirement was a very real consideration for him. And then whenever the announcement for me and Rappaport that you guys blasted all over your headlines and everything, that it's a 4-year, $200 million deal, I followed up with my source, Sizz, and asked if that was real. And that deal might offered to my source, Sizz, but in the end, he inevitably said that that is not what he was in this for. He was never in this for. If you watched any of the conversations that he had with us over the last 2 years, every single Tuesday, he would sit here for an hour, 45 minutes during his two MVP runs, back-to-back MVP runs, and almost describing this entire thing as a money grab is a direct shot against who the human he is right now. He's hippie, he's super lovey, he loves the universe he's in, and he just wanted to find out what the best decision was for him. There was retirement thoughts, considerations. I was told by my source, Sizz, that he meditated on that, thought about that for a long time, and inevitably he's going to go back to the Green Bay Packers on a cap-friendly deal, hopefully get a lot of pieces around him that he loves and he enjoys, and make another run at this thing for the Green Bay Packers. But I don't believe this was a clear, concise decision the entire way. I think there was multiple days where he thought about doing something vastly different than going back to the Pack.
I don't know what to say. I don't.
Lots to unpack there.
I don't know what to say. Maybe he did consider retirement. I'm not here to dispute that part of it. But this, I cannot wait for this contract to be filed with the league. That I can say. That's what I wanted. I want to see this contract. Because that sounds to me like Pat McAfee, on behalf of Aaron Charles Rodgers, trying to paint the picture that he is, like Robin Hood, robbing for the rich and giving to the poor. He's going to take less. He's going to do what Tom Brady did. That's the attempt to, that is the narrative that is trying to be created there. Am I wrong?
I don't necessarily know if that's what he's doing. I think it's more, I want to make sure I get to keep the guys I want to keep on this team, and we're going to make sure that this contract is. I don't think McAfee is saying he's taking a ton less. I think the whole I'm thinking about retiring and all this other stuff, I still have a hard time getting my head wrapped around it, because he announced he's coming back before the league year started. He wants to control the narrative, and he wants the narrative to come back his way. It ain't gonna. And my point on this one, I talked about it in the beginning. It ain't gonna matter. Nobody is going to care. I think most Packer fans look at it and say, Aaron Rodgers is the best player in the league. He should be paid the highest. Structure it in a way you can keep your team together and go win. And if you do that, nobody gives two rips. If you lose, it's not like you're going to say, well, you know what? We lost, but man, it was great that Aaron gave some of that money back so you could keep Devontae and Cobb and all these other. Nobody cares. The financial part of this, it's interesting. And the business side, I think we're always intrigued who got this and this. Most fans care, did you win?
Right.
Don't care if you gave up $4 million less so that we could keep Za'Darius Smith. No, we don't care. That's all just fodder. It's winning time. And if Aaron Rodgers wants to make $65 million a year and be 40% of the cap, so be it. But then go win with it. And if you don't, you're going to get excoriated. And if you take less and you don't win, you think people are going to call Pack Attack and say, boy, you know what, he only scored 10 points, but son of a gun, he dropped his cap number by 10%, and that is just fantastic. You think that's how this works?
Yeah. No, it's not how this works. I don't quite understand.
I do wonder why he cares, though. Because you can't sit here and tell us you don't give blanks and none of it matters if you're going to sit here now and then correct. If you really don't give a rip, you say, think what you want. Well, I don't like the spread of misinformation. That's what you're going to hear. That's what McAfee says. All right, well, then I hope this information that they spread was wrong. Because if it's not, then you're the one spreading it. That's just how this works. It can't be both, but you know what's going to happen? It is going to be both, because just like in our public discourse, and just like the media as a whole, you can find the stories that fit your narrative, and you can preach to your own choir. The people that don't like Rodgers, the national folks, they will say, regardless of what this contract comes on, says, well, he's just not Brady. He's selfish. He cares more about him. And if the people that like him, the McAfees, will say, well, look, it was a $46 million cap hit. Now it's 31. They're saving $15 million that they can spend on other players. That's how it's going to work. And you know what, Jason? Yep. The whole reality of it is he's going to be the highest paid player, and he's going to do what's best for him and whatever they can do to try to help win. But all of the other stuff is just foolishness.
You're right. You're absolutely, positively right. I just, the issue with all of this, who was saying that this was a money grab? Who was saying that? I don't remember anybody accusing him of a money grab.
If you remember, it was when Russini said he's going to blow the contract of Mahomes out the water with $50 million, and then old boy talked to
wide
old boy and said categorically false, because he doesn't want that narrative to be on him that it's about money. Because let's be honest, Jason, it ain't about money. It's about being the highest paid, resetting
respect
the QB market. It is. Because, and this sounds crazy, but if y'all think that $3 or $4 or $5 million, which really comes back to about $2.5 million, if he lives out in California, probably $2 million, if you think that's moving the needle for him, it's not.
Well, then don't take it at all. But it's about respect. It's not about the money. That's how how people with a lot of money can say it's not about the money.
And don't kid yourself. It is about money.
Right.
It always is about money.
Yeah, look, whatever ends up happening, I am of the belief the guy has won back-to-back NFL MVPs. He's the best player in the league. He can be paid the highest in the league because he's the best player in the league. I don't feel like there's people begrudging him. What they're begrudging is that they haven't gotten back to the Super Bowl. That's what they're begrudging him for. And if you think that if he took less, they could get more players, given their salary cap situation, to help them get back to the Super Bowl, and that's your frustration with him, I don't think, as a fan, you're wrong to feel that way. But let's see what happens. Because, I'm sorry, this idea of a cap-friendly deal, this is a facade, because anything is cap-friendly compared to where it would be had he just stayed on what's left of his current deal. And they're not doing that because they can't and field a good team and keep Devontae Adams. We need to do Whoa, Nelly. We'll play that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
What do you got planned for the 12 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch?
Oh, we are not doing a 12 o'clock hour today, Jason.
Oh, that I was all ready for one.
That time is donezo. In fact, I may scoot out of here early and go see the three-hour Batman movie.
I hear it's very good.
Now, is Bale in that, or is that somebody different?
It is Robert Reeves. Pattinson from the Twilight franchise, among other things. Robert Pattinson playing a younger version of Batman. He's not quite in his prime yet.
So, but doesn't the Butler dude, isn't that the same guy every time?
Well, his name...
Michael Caine?
No, Michael Caine has not been Alfred in every Batman movie ever made. It may feel like it, may feel like he should be, but
just wait,
no.
He was for Bale, right?
He was Bale's Alfred, yes.
And then old Morgan Freeman was part of the Bale deal too, right?
Yes, he was Lucius Fox.
Yep.
Yeah, I think they should keep those guys in their same roles. And let Batman... Why is Bale stop being Batman? Is it just a money deal? Or is it... Like, why wouldn't we just ride Christian Bale out here?
But so the bus's wheels Jordan fall off.
It's a reboot.
Why don't we want Bale? Why would we want to get rid of Christian Bale when we don't have to? Like, this is a direct correlation with the Green Bay Packers here, it sounds like. No, seriously. Is it money?
Christian Bale. Wait a minute. So Christian Bale is Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Brett Favre is Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's also very good.
I'm looking for
him. Bart Starr is Adam West.
Yep. Uh-huh.
So is Pattinson Jordan Love then?
Pattinson is Jordan Love, yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but Pattinson is taking over. Jordan Love's never going to take over.
And Val Kilmer was Lynn Dickey.
And wait, who was Ben Affleck for that year?
Deshaun Kizer.
Okay. I think we've sufficiently...
Well, Clooney would have been Lynn Dickey.
Sure.
Clooney was Lynn Dickey.
Yeah.
Or no, Magic Man. Don Mikowski was Clooney.
Sure. A
couple years, he did the one.
Oh. Yeah.
Can someone explain to me, Jesse, can you explain to me why Bale wouldn't just keep rolling?
Okay, so your comparison isn't quite the same. It would be like if one of the upstart USFL teams, you were upset with them for not having Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback. Like, it's a totally different franchise. It's a reboot. It's new. Because people will pay money to go see Batman movies. And so whoever was the director of this new one's like, hey, let's make a Batman movie. We'll make money.
Yeah, but can't Bale just keep being Batman in these new reincarnations?
If the new director of the new Batman franchise, who wants to put his own unique spin on the Batman story, wanted to call up the person who most previously played Batman in another very successful movie franchise and said, I want you to do it again, yes, in theory that could work.
Tausch and I just love us some Christian Bale. That's just the bottom line here. We're not willing to give another Batman a chance, just like we're not willing to give Jordan Love a chance. Let's give you a chance to do Whoa, Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
It is like you wanting them to bring Randall Cobb and Jordy Nelson and all the old veterans back. Just bring back Michael Caine and bring the whole squad back again. Morgan Freeman. Just do it again. It'll be great.
All right, hold on. Pipe Jim.
Oh,
hadn't heard from him in a while.
Yeah. Private talk and text line.
Christian Bale reveals why he turned down a fourth Batman movie.
Scratch.
There was going to be, potentially, a fourth Batman movie in that franchise. Now, Christian Bale was Batman for 7 years. The last one was 2012, The Dark Knight Rises with Bane, and Jesse doesn't have a cup near
him. Oh, was that good?
Yeah. Now, Christopher Nolan is the director. Did you just pour a bunch of coffee on the floor to be able to do that?
I did, and I'll clean it up after my three-hour movie this afternoon.
The quote from him. This is from Christian Bale. When they came to us after Batman Begins and said, "You want to go make another?" It was fantastic, but we still said, "This is it. We will not get another opportunity." Then they came and said, "Okay, let's do a third one." Chris had always said to me, this is Christian Bale saying this. Chris had always said to me that if we were fortunate to make three, we would stop. "Let's walk away after that," he said. Then when they inevitably came to us and said, "How about a number four?" I said, "No. We have to stick to Chris's dream, which was always to hopefully do a trilogy. Let's not stretch too far and become overindulgent and go for a fourth." Hey, man. Just like Aaron Rodgers coming back. Christian, you and your chops, I wish you'd come back for a fourth.
See, that's the difference between sports and acting. Will you ever hear Tom Brady say, "No, we're only doing three championships. I ain't going to get a fourth." Everybody does trilogies. Let's get a quadri. What would you call it?
Quadrilogy.
A quadrilogy.
Let's get a quadrilogy. There is. You want to talk about showing a different mindset? Bam. Bale and Brady. Right there. Come on. I'm a little bit upset with Christian there. I still love him.
Still got chops. Whoa, Nelly!
Whoa, Nelly!
Zeriad in Canton, Ohio, on the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. Jordan Love would have been Robin, always going to be second fiddle.
It's not bad. Not bad. Why did we have a Robin spinoff at the end of The Dark Knight Rises?
Whoa!
Spoiler alert!
Oh, is that what happened?
Coming?
No. At the end of The Dark Knight Rises with Bane, they hint that Robin exists in that
I have to admit, universe. I do not keep up with movies like I used to. Does somebody not own the rights to Batman? Can any Tom
Great
Slapper
question.
Johnny run a Batman franchise?
Tom
so if Jesse and
Slapper
I want to
Johnny,
if we want to start a Batman trilogy, can we just do it? There's no royalty.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like you could just, "Oh, yeah, boy, I like this idea. I'm going to get this caped crusader to run through Gotham." Whoa, that's a unique idea. Something has to give here. Does Nolan do this movie, too?
Well, there was also a TV show on Fox for a few years, Gotham, and that was a Batman
show. Yeah, nobody cares about that.
Show. So, I mean, I think
anybody could do it.
If we really wanted to, I think the three of us could pool some money together. We'd have to pay Warner Brothers a little bit. But, yeah, Tausch, if you wanted to be Batman, we could put a little deal together here.
Yeah, it's not going to work. So Christopher Nolan does not. He just gets hired to produce three and write them. And now whoever did this one with Garfield, they get to do Pattinson. They get to do
Garfield
whatever they
the
want
cat? With
it? No, Andrew Garfield, who was Spider-Man, which is an allusion to our earlier conversation.
Yeah, it wasn't a great.
Tausch may or may not have seen.
All right.
No, I'm confused. So it's amazing to me that you have a franchise star that you're going to just say, "The heck with it. I want to go start with some young upstart," even though I know old boy is going to just print cash. And you know when Christian Bale, this isn't Aaron Rodgers leading the team, you know you're getting a championship with Bale.
Right.
You have box office championship every time Christian Bale suits up.
Yeah,
and you're gonna walk like it just makes no sense to me.
It also makes no sense to me that I got a spoiler alert on a 2012 film that hints at the end about Robin, and then they never made a Robin movie. They never brought back Christian Bale.
Of course, Who the heck would go see a Robin movie when we could make 8 more Batmans?
Well, if it was only 2 hours, there's a better chance that some people would see it instead of 3. We will wrap things up after the... That's got to be the first time we actually planned on Wonelli, played the open for Wonelli, and never did anything Wonelli related.
I think the Batman stuff is gold. Like, trying to compare Packers quarterbacks, Bale is Rodgers for sure. Everything else is kind of up in the air. I think you probably are right with Bart Starr and old boy. I think you got something there.
Which Packers coach would be the best Alfred?
Ron.
I think LaFleur might be too good looking to be Alfred.
He's Lucius Fox. He's the one who has all these inventions that have benefited Batman.
Mike Holmgren wins that, I think. I think Holmgren could be... I know people called him the walrus. I think he might be more the butler.
And who's Tom Hanks? We'll wrap things up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
And at night, if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
So are we committing to Rodgers, the Rodgers Christian Bale, for the storyline?
100%.
All right, because while I said Ron Wolf and Marcus agrees with me on Twitter for Alfred, then it's got to be Ted. Ted's got to be Alfred. They both got gray hair even. And Lucius Fox gives Batman all of his tools to succeed.
Oh, Gucci's Fox.
Wow.
Or Matt LaFleur.
Oh, yeah.
He gave him the offense to succeed.
LaFleurcious.
And Mike McCarthy could be Commissioner Gordon.
Mike McCarthy would not be a good Alfred. I think we can all agree to that.
So who's Bane? Who's Bane?
Oh, wow. Anthony Barr.
Well, who's the Joker? Who's the Joker?
God. I so wish we had stumbled into this an hour ago. This is Tom Hanks level interesting to me.
Who is Aaron Rodgers' arch rival, arch nemesis that is his equal in all the opposite ways?
Jay Cutler. I really wish we had more time to go through this, because this is incredible. And by the way, we're all in agreement, Jesse, that Bale is the GOAT. Like, of the movies of recent vintage, obviously. I mean, I don't want to besmirch the original movie Batman, or the movie Batman. But I just... Ooh.
Yeah, you gotta...
So who's Rodgers Robin? Is it Devontae?
Jordy? What happens here?
Could be Jordy.
Jesse, this is a great Facebook question. You're always into Facebook. This is a great Facebook deal.
By the way, can we rewind for a second? Did you say Christopher Reeve and I didn't check you at all? That was Superman.
Yeah, I know. I'm putting the Superman, Spider-Man.
Oh, so he's, you got one of each, is what you were doing.
Yes, yes.
Because then we talked about all the other Batmans as if, like, Christopher Reeve was a Batman, too.
No, Christopher Reeves is the Bale from Superman. It's the same, they're on the same stratosphere.
Tobey Maguire, Christian Bale, Christopher Reeve.
And by the way, Tobey Maguire is not, going to Jesse's tierdom, Tobey Maguire not on the same tier. It's Bale, then it's Reeves a little bit below where Bale is, and then it's Maguire probably 2 slips below both, if that makes sense.
All right. Yeah, it does. We ended up doing Power Rankings Thursday. We just didn't know it.
Where does Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man fit into this, or have you not seen that either, Tausch?
I'm not a Robert Downey fan, so no. Not my deal.
Tomorrow, all of Robert Downey Jr.'s greatest films. Stick around for tomorrow, because there is no 12 o'clock hour of Will D. and Tausch. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. We will do it again tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.